Hello again. You're listening to the news at one. British Foreign Secretary Liz Truss is hosting a dinner this evening for the EU's chief Brexit negotiator, Maris Sefcovic, ahead of a further day of talks on the Northern Ireland Protocol tomorrow. Brexit and political tensions surrounding Northern Ireland remain top of the agenda. But questions over the future of British Prime Minister Boris Johnson mean significant focus will also be on how Liz Truss performs in these negotiations, as she's seen as a possible successor to Mr. Johnson. Let's talk to our Europe editor, Tony Connolly, who joins us now. Tony, first of all, the significance of today's face-to-face meeting?
Yeah, Brian, it's significant because it's the first time they've met since she took over from David Frost, and it's the first time that we'll see the two of them in action. You know, obviously, the fact that they're meeting in Chevening House in Kent, which is a grace and favour mansion used by foreign secretaries, it's a far cry from the pizza and sandwiches that Maros Sefcovic was given when David Frost hosted the EU delegation at the Cabinet Office in London. So this does signal perhaps a change of style. Whether it will be a change of substance as well on the UK side, that remains to be seen. But of course, a lot of Liz Truss's performance in the coming weeks and months on the protocol must be seen through the prism of her own leadership ambitions if Boris Johnson is subject to some kind of political assassination in the coming months.
What about the state of the talks at this stage? What progress has been made and what still needs to be done?
Well, essentially the UK's position hasn't changed even with David Frost's departure, and Liz Truss set out that position in the Sunday Telegraph last weekend, and again, it did seem to be a fairly hard-line position. The threat to trigger Article 16 if the UK doesn't get far-reaching reform of the protocol. Where things are at the moment is that the EU issued a series of proposals in October. Brussels says this will reduce the volume of customs formalities by 50%. It'll reduce the volume of agri-food checks by around 80%. They've already brought in new legislation to make sure medicines can flow freely to Northern Ireland from Great Britain. But the UK doesn't fully trust those figures from the EU, and essentially London wants to be in a situation where any goods at all that are just going to Northern Ireland shouldn't be checked when they cross the Irish Sea. The EU's position is that you need to check some percentage of goods to make sure that you know where these goods are going and that they're not going to leak into the single market.
Right. Tony Connolly, for now, we'll leave it there. Thanks very much for that.